Last edition, New Haven Evening Register. Weather, fair. New Haven, Connecticut, Thursday, August 1st, 1918. 20 pages, price 2 cents. 98 colored men given a big send-off. Draftees depart in cheers and songs during a remarkable demonstration. Mayor speaks words of praise to them in reception. That predominating characteristic, cheerfulness, was demonstrated in the city as never before today, when 98 men, New Haven's first quota of color citizens, were sent away with a smile on the 1021 train from Union Station for Camp Devens, where they will go into training to take up the fight in the cause of liberty and democracy. It can be truly said that the boys were sent off with a smile, for from the time they left the center of the city, from the various draft boards and marched down Meadow Street to the station, they were a happy crowd of draftees, and the strains of the popular war songs blaring forth from the instruments of the State Guard band, which together with a platoon of police led the procession. Cheer upon cheer greeted them. Meadow Street, from one end to the other, was lined with friends, relatives, and admirers of New Haven's first large quota of colored draftees. And at Union Station, there was a huge outpouring of people. A special squad of police detailed to properly direct the traffic there reported later that the crowd was one of the most orderly, considering its large number that has never been handled there. At the track entrance at Union Station, the crowd was separated from the draftees, who were escorted across the tracks to the third platform by draft board officials and the band. Wives, mothers, and sweethearts and close friends were allowed to pass the gates for a last farewell to their dear ones, so soon to don the khaki in their country's defense. A crowd of at least 3,000 people soon congregated at the station, and at 10:15, the draft special with four carloads of colored boys from Bridgeport and towns in that section came into the station, colors flying from every window. A huge shout went up from the assembled people. Three additional cars were coupled onto the special, and meanwhile the draftees gathered in a large group and sang thrilling patriotic airs, while mothers, wives, and sweethearts choked back the tears. Even some attempted to give vent to their emotions through the expression of jig dancing. Attorney George W. Crawford, as master of ceremonies, together with Edward Biggs, assistant clerk at the probate court, and the draft board officials were on the job with handshakes and cheering remarks to the departing men. Just prior to the departure of the train of draftees, the second section of the 1021 train came into the station. Professor Taft, who has been in Washington for the last few months, was one of the first to alight. A huge cheer from hundreds of the throng arose to greet him, and bowing and smiling to the men, he watched the train start out on its journey to Camp Devens. It is with reluctance that the women in the crowd allowed the train to go, and many ran alongside of the cars, nearly the whole length of the platform, in order that they might hold his hand until the very last possible second. Mayor Davis R. Fitzgerald addressed the boys at a big send-off last month in the Dixwell Avenue Congregational Church, and with a church packed to the doors with over 1,000 people, the mayor gave to the fellows words of cheer and advice. There were other speakers last evening also, and the woman of the church tendered the boys an excellent supper in the church parlors. The men who left the city today were 1st District, John H. Thompson, Lester H. Thompson, William Henry Singleton, Forrester B. Johnson, Harry G. Sanford, Harold Hatter, William H. Weldon, William A. Wright, Augustus E. Hicks, Charles Hatfield. 2nd District, Joseph Garnett, Leroy Shruby, Hurlbert C. Dolphin, Howard Miller, Samuel Nixon, Jr., Calvin Stoner, William E. Dolphin, Jr., Robert E. Sly, Frederick D. Engram, Charles S. Blount, Charles C. Hall, William T. Blount, Robert Parker. 3rd District, William Neal, William Wright, James Jefferson, Edwin Keyes, Frank Alston, Solomon Wright, Roser L. Warren, Walter Gross. 4th District, Leonard Knox, Andrew Black. 5th District, William Crendenin. 6th District, Collie B. Johnson, McCaro B. Johnson, Joseph H. Foley, Herman Johnson, George Miller, Rott L. Chapman, Bernard Knight, Butler Bailey, Earl Johnson, Thomas R. Paine, Webster Burnett, Charles I. Woods, Harry Leslie Crampton, Belford Shapiff, Harry Dixon, Paul W. Jackson, Harry DeBose, Frank Brown, Richard Alling Abram, William Wyatt, Ernest Garner, William Joseph Jones, Charter Payne, John H. Sands, Morris Alston, Vernon Edward Jones, William B. Dowdle, Alfred Ferrabee, Howard Leslie Carl, Clarence Eugene Ward, Pearly Reeves. Local draft boards today began to prepare lists of the limited servicemen who are to entrain for Syracuse, New York on August 6th. Draft Board 3 is the first board to complete a list, and the men that will represent that board are the following: Arthur Ringwood, 68 Carlisle Street; James B. Morgan, 162 Plymouth Street; Harold S. Culver, 158 Columbus Avenue; Patrick Foley, 124 Cedar Street. Alternates: Andre Patrone, 50 Collis Street; Antonio Ferrovolvo, 26 Fair Street. The local boards today received the following order regarding men deserting after their induction into the Army. In case of desertion of men inducted into the service under the Selective Service Law, copies of the descriptive lists of deserters will also be sent to the local boards having original jurisdiction. Upon receipt of such descriptive lists, the local board shall promptly turn them over to the proper police authorities, together with any other information they may have with respect to such deserters, and request that immediate investigation be made.